Blog Talk Radio.
This is Journey of the Light. This is a show you can come to relax. Peace, love, and light. We're here every night for you, a place to go to get away from your daily troubles, because, you know, we all need that. Something that you can get away from your daily troubles and find some peace, because we all need that. If you all have a white candle or any candle you might have, if you would please light the candle. Father, Mother, God, we ask you to come to our show tonight. Surround the show with your white light. Surround all the people here tonight with your white light.
What it is 5 years ago, my ex-husband now killed our son. I'm trying to come off all of medication and come out of this fog, this emotional numbness, and I'm really having a hard time not reaching for a bottle.
But I'm feeling regret about things that I really couldn't control. My kids that were given up for adoption.
I just lost my mom. I cried my day.
My life turned upside down. I lost my job.
Something out of it, but think of all the other people that come, especially people that are dealing with problems, with needing healing, and that's why people come to Journey in the Light. And your love and your open-mindedness and non-judgment, I think that's what the show is all about. We have psychic medium Michelle Whitedub.
I do your show and obviously particular shows, and I have to feel an affinity. I have to feel that person's in their integrity, that we're somewhat on the same page, you know, going for the same goal. And I really feel that way with you.
Lots of love and lots of thanks, and lots of thanks, Michael.
Thank you, Michael. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Michael. Thank you.
Thank you, Michael.
I definitely feel, you know, you are strong enough to weather this.
And now, welcome to Journey into the Light with your host, Michael Long.
I got a feeling that tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night.
called in. We just wrapped up yesterday the fundraiser for Melvin, which was a success, and Melvin is calling in right now. Let's bring Melvin on. Melvin, you there?
Yes, I'm here, Michael.
How you doing, my brother?
I'm doing good, brother. I love you, man. I just need to say something right quick.
Yeah. Go ahead, Melvin.
Go ahead, Melvin.
Okay. Hi. I just want to tell everybody, all the listeners, and I hope this goes to the archives. I'm talking about Michael. There's no other person would have stepped up and did what he did for me, but with the fundraiser for the situation that I have been in. And all is caught up and everything has been paid. And I would never, ever would have done this without the love of this man. I love you. And I thank God for you. I thank, you know, everything you have done for me, Michael. And you're a great man, a truly great man of God. And I tell you, I don't know what day, but one day we're going to meet in Oklahoma or Georgia, and we're going to sit down and laugh about this. But I want to thank all the ones that donated. Even, I don't know, some of them names was anonymous, but I want to thank them for their heart. Some of them I even added to my Facebook page, and I just want to thank everybody. Everybody stood up and beat the deadline, and it was a miracle. It's unbelievable. I'm up on my bills. I'm working now, and things I'm looking towards nothing but success in my life. And with all, you know, with Michael being the man that he is and the heart that he has for love and helping people, that's who we need on this earth. Those type of people like Michael Long. Those type of people. We need people don't look out the outer rim, but look in the inner rim of someone's heart. And I love you, brother. I promise you I love you. And I thank you so much. Word thank you is not enough for what you did, man. I love you.
All right. We are live, and what a beautiful call. What a beautiful soul Melvin has. And I just love that clip because it shows how when we all come together spiritually, we can make mountains move. We can change people's lives for the positive, like we just did for Melvin about a week ago. And this is, like Melvin said, this is who we are. We look in the inner soul of someone, not the outer soul. And of course, what Melvin's talking about, Melvin is African American, and so a lot of times people look down on the skin color or sexual orientation. So it's a lot to look forward to here on Journey Alive. We're going to be this upcoming week having some very powerful fundraisers and big, huge psychic roundtables for you guys. It's going to be an incredible week coming up next week here on Journey Into the Light. We've got an incredible show coming up for you right now. One of the new guests that is going to be on weekly with powerful one-hour shows. Her name is Sonic Nova, and she's been on this show a couple of times. Now we have the full 1 hour, a very powerful show, that we're going to be taking your phone calls. So call on in. A lot of you guys already have, and here we are at, my goodness, we're at 10 a.m. West Coast time. So this is really great with, we got a dozen people on hold already. Wow. You guys are incredible. It just shows the love for Sonic and what she does and how she helps people in so many ways. That's why I'm so excited about bringing Sonic on. And I want to say the chat room is open. Go on in there, say hello, put in your area code and phone number, and you'll be one of the very first that come on to the show. And lastly, I just want to say that many of you guys who know me for some time now know that I deal with, and Sonic's going to help me with this here right when we start the show off, but I deal with diabetic nerve pain. I know a lot of you guys are very similar. Well, last night about when I was getting ready for bed, about 2 a.m., and I already was dealing with pain in my upper jaw for the past couple of days. Not really jaw area, but the chin area, because I wear a CPAP machine. And it unfortunately was too tight, and it caused severe inflammation. Well, last night, that went away because something more powerful, but pain, came in with the diabetic nerve pain. And so right now I'm dealing with, you might hear me kind of cringe and kind of really, because every so often I'm given these shots. You know, just think of these, see these movies, people are tied up with these electrical prongs and things, and every so often they turn on the juice and like the person just, you know, shivers. That's how I feel, because I don't know when it's coming, but all of a sudden out of the blue it'll be like, oh gosh, you know. So Sonic's going to work on me because she beautifully does that, and then we're going to go to caller. So join me. I'm sure she can work on you at the same time. So come on in the chat room. Go ahead and list where your pain is, and let's do a group healing session. How about that? Go into the chat room now, and I'm going to let Sonic know everybody else's pain that is dealing with, and we'll go from there, okay? Get into the chat room by just simply go into the show, and right below the audio, the chat room will pop up. Put in your name and let us know what's going on with you, and we'll include you in the healing session there, okay? All right. So let's go and bring in our guest for this show, Sonic Nova, to the show. Welcome, Sonic.
Hi, how are you, and how's everybody? So, Mike, I've got a specific question for you before I work on everybody else, and I'm going to use my Shungite wands that basically used to be used in Egypt to do healing sessions on people and absorbed a lot of the pain that you have. So do me a favor, Mike, and tell me exactly where the pain is. Is it in your legs, your back?
Okay.
Give me the
okay.
precise
yeah.
area, please.
All right, yes. Thank you. My pain is in my left foot
okay.
towards the toes.
Towards the toes. Okay, great.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to go there right now, and I'm going to start working on it to take away the inflammation, because it is very inflamed. And there's also edema, which means there's liquid there. Okay. So we're going to start working on that and reducing that. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to do like a psychic surgery where I actually remove the liquid from the body and remove the inflammation. And obviously the cause is obviously your diabetes. So that's something that great show that we're going to do today, because I'm going to talk about sugar and how it causes all these damages to our body. And that's probably how, you know, all of us get to this place where our bodies start to break down and our digestive tract starts to break down, and we end up with diabetes and all kinds of other medical conditions that are definitely can be remedied. And they can be remedied by using different supplements, especially enzymes and probiotics, is a great thing to use when you have these issues, because it's basically dietary, guys. How about that? What a trip, huh? So, and give me about 5 minutes to work on Mike, and let me know, Mike, if you feel like the pain is starting to reduce and the inflammation is starting to go away.
Okay, one quick question. People are coming in the chat room with their pains. When do you want me to
sure.
let you know about them, where
yes,
their pain
please.
Is? Okay,
yep.
okay, let
so
me
I can
read
work
off.
On them simultaneously.
Sure, okay. So, folks, if you're in the chat room, put your first name, please, so that, because I guess, so we I can let Sonic know where who what's your first name. I got your okay. So Elaine is dealing with in her heart area. Pulse feels like it's racing, but it's not.
Okay.
So that's Elaine. And
so heart.
Heart, yeah.
Pulse racing. So it feels like her heart's
Eileen.
Moving too quick, right?
Yes, yes. Eileen. Yeah,
okay,
Eileen.
Got it.
Okay. And then
so let's bring...
We have one more.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, Sophia, yeah. In her knees.
Okay.
Okay, that's who
right.
we have there. Okay.
All right. Great. So there's three people I'll work on simultaneously.
That'd be great.
So I'm going to explain as I work on Mike and Sophia and Eileen what I do is I actually go into your photonic field, okay? That's the body's field. And energetically, I go in there to change the photons, to change the cellular, the cells that are in the body, okay, that will actually allow the body to regenerate itself. So that's how I deal with that. So I literally go into, like, Mike's toes, okay, left toe, right, Mike?
Yes, yes.
Left foot, left toe, okay?
Right.
And I start asking the body to release and let go energetically of the pain that's there, and I ask the cells to start changing and shifting into a healthy cell and a healthy body, okay, wherever that is. So I'm going to do the same thing for you, Elaine. I'm going to go into your heart area, and I'm going to start changing the cell. And we are all made up out of energy, which everybody agree with that. We're all made out of frequency energy. That's what the body, believe it or not, is made out of light. And it's made out of energy. And energy can shift. So instead of looking at, and I want you guys to visualize with me at the same time, instead of seeing your body as a dense kind of, you know, carnal body, a dense type of body, I want you to see it as light. Okay, and I want you to start seeing the change that you're feeling in your heart, Elaine, and Sophie in your knees as well, okay, because Sophie has a similar problem to you, Mike. There is arthritis, and Sophie obviously hasn't told us what she has, right? There is also edema, and there's also inflammation. And I will tell you, Sophie, that a big part of your challenge is that you have a leaky gut issue, and you have candida. And the candida, whenever people have a lot of pain in their body like you're having, it totally has to do with candida albicans that has turned into a parasite as opposed to being just a yeast, okay? And it would be something good for you to learn. And one of the key ingredients that causes the candida to grow, and especially in those places where we have pain, okay, as we get older, is actually... The candida actually gathers in those places and causes arthritis, causes all kinds of horrible pains and aches in the body that debilitate us. So one of the things that we're all very addicted to, because all processed foods and most foods that you buy at the store have 3 to 4 teaspoons of sugar, okay? 3 to 4 teaspoons. So if you're eating ketchup, if you're eating other stuff that's at the store like cereals, if you're buying all this processed food, keep in mind that every single time that you give yourself a serving of cereal, you're eating about four tablespoons of sugar. In total, we're eating about 50 pounds, okay, of sugar per month. And the body's not made to be able to handle that. So one of the things I'm going to suggest for everybody is to stop taking sugar. Find out about stevia, okay? It's actually a natural food enhancer that tastes like sugar but has no sugar in it. It doesn't cause the body this harm, okay? So I want you guys to check that out, because most of the people here that are having the problem, except for you, Elaine, your problem that I'm seeing in your heart, and I could feel Elaine's heart, by the way. I could feel how it's like inflamed and causing a lot of like tension. It's called hypertension, usually. And I'm actually going to bring down the hypertension, and it has to do with actually there is devices around you that are basically like cell phone towers, cell phones, and wireless that's causing your heart condition. Okay, so you need to look into what's called EMF, electromagnetic frequency, what I call radiation, which is also a killer on the planet of humans, and we need to actually bring that down, okay? And there's all kinds of things like shungite, which is a stone from Russia that actually stops the radiation in the body. And I'm actually wearing a necklace because I have a wireless phone right next to me to stop it from affecting my heart. So you're EMF sensitive, and I suggest that you do some research on that. So I'm bringing that. And please, Elaine, let me know, and also Sophie, if you're starting to feel the inflammation and, you know, for you, you know, the heart palpitations going down and starting to mellow out and to start to feel sort of semi-normal, I should say, because there's no such thing. And Mike, how are you doing with your toe? Are you feeling any difference? Is the pain starting to ease off, or is it still
as
painful?
Well, I'm feeling a few shots of pain, so it's
okay.
It's a little better, but still hanging tough.
Okay, well, I'll keep working on it and keep – and do you have your foot up or down, Mike? Up on
– Well, it's down right now. I don't have a position to put it up here.
To be able to put it up.
Radio spot, yeah, I just don't.
Okay, gotcha. All right. So we're going to have to – there's no place where you can elevate your foot a little bit, huh?
Not by being on the radio. I can't later, but, yeah.
Okay. Definitely later, it would be very good for you to elevate it. That will bring some of the blood flow back up to your body and the inflammation back up.
Okay.
And can we get some feedback from Elaine and Sophie,
yes,
if they're feeling any different?
Yes, please, guys. Let me know in the chat room here so I can express the feelings you're feeling. Guys, you who called in, we're going to go to you really soon, so hang in there. We'll come to you really soon here. And
yep, we will. We have a whole hour show, so.
Yeah.
So I'm really going to focus on Mike right now, and I'm going to focus on your toe. And reducing the, so it feels like somebody is like sticking like needles in your toe, right? That's how
it
feels.
It's actually above. It's not affecting the toes. It's actually
okay.
Like in the lower foot before you get to the toe.
Oh.
So toes
okay.
are not affected.
Okay,
really.
So the plant of the foot on the top or the bottom?
Top.
Top. Okay, great.
Yeah.
Okay, so the nerve there is really, really like irritated.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to bring the irritation down.
Mm-hmm.
So whenever you step on it, it must be like extremely painful, huh, Mike?
Yeah, it's so weird but it can be almost anywhere. It could be even sitting down. Like I am now, right now, it's just, you know, all of a sudden you get a shot out of nowhere. It's just. And I've got in my left hip area, there is a pinched nerve, I do believe, because I have a massage therapist that has worked on me for the last 5-6 years. Anyway,
uh-huh.
I do feel like there is a pinched nerve in my left hip that is also causing this to come
I'm
on
I'm sure
down.
There is.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, so it's kind of like what I call a reflective pain that goes to another part of the body that affects other parts of the body, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you have some
right.
neuralgia, right, from
right.
your condition. Okay. And Mike, can I ask you how long you've been a diabetic, and are you a type 2, type 3?
Yeah, type 2 and...
Type 2?
Type
okay.
2 and probably diagnosed the last 10 years. I've been treated, mm-hmm. All 10 years, and my levels are within normal ranges with my diet and medication, so... It's definitely gotten a lot better since I was diagnosed and been working on.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And do you eat any sugar at all? Fruit?
Well, yeah. Yeah,
okay.
Definitely eat some fruit and unfortunately some bakery.
We won't talk about the chocolate chip cookies.
Yeah. Right.
I'm going to tell you, Mike, I just got myself off of sugar because I had a serious addiction. And there's a movie on YouTube that's called Sugar, okay? The poison that humans are eating. And it really tells literally what's going on with our bodies and the doctors that are basically now speaking out against these companies, these major corporations that hide all this stuff, letting people know that this is the cause for all these diseases. For cancer, for diabetes, for all these things. And what I've done, because I was getting tremendous pains in my knee and my hip because I fell off a horse a long time ago, so I did injure my lower back. I fell right on my butt, my tailbone. And all these pains were starting to happen in my body. It was like arthritic, okay? I was starting to have – I couldn't get out of bed because my back was so painful. And what I realized, and I was gaining a lot of weight, okay? And what I realized is that it was my addiction to sugar. So I'm very disciplined, and I cut myself off of sugar. I'm not eating chocolates. I'm not eating cereals that are purchased at the store. I'm not eating any. I'm not allowing myself to eat any sugar whatsoever, okay? I've, like, completely cut it off. No pastries, no bread, okay? Wheat and sugar are a perfect combination for candida to go wild in the body, and I bet you that you also have candida in a very severe case of it. So if people start to do enzyme therapy and they start doing probiotic therapy and they stop eating wheat and stop eating sugar completely, okay, you've got to cut it out, and you start healing your gut, you're not going to have these symptoms anymore. And all of a sudden, magically, your arthritis, for people that have that, and for people that are diabetic, will disappear. Within about 4 to 6 months, if you go on a cleansing diet and you do all these things that I'm suggesting, you won't need that medication. Because the key and the cause to your disease, Mike, is in your gut. It's not where you think it is. It's not in the pancreas. It's in the liver, and it's in the intestines that can't digest the food anymore and can't process it, so it all turns into sugar. And it gets out of control. And then their medication does work to a certain effect, but it has very bad side effects. So there are solutions for people that are open to alternatives, natural, pure alternatives that have nothing to do with the pharmaceutical companies, which I'm really, like, against because they cause so much damage to people. And they cause an addiction to their drugs. So the food companies actually create the problem, and then the pharmaceutical companies, which are part and parcel the same company, okay, just different divisions of the same company, that actually now supplies you with the drugs necessary to maybe mitigate a little bit of your condition, but they never get you better. So just a little bit of wisdom there that I'm sharing with everybody. You know, that the body has an incredible ability to heal if you give it the right nutrition, and if you heal your gut, if you heal your intestinal tract, you have an incredible ability to renew your body and not be in pain anymore. It's pretty amazing. So, Mike, how's your toe? I've been working, not on your toe, but I've been working on the plant of your foot, the upper and lower plant, as I'm talking about.
We're having definitely improvement for sure. I haven't had a pain shot to me in the last 10-15 minutes, so that's a big improvement.
Perfect. So yeah. What I'm going to do now, Mike, I'm going to keep working on you for the whole show, okay? And what I'm going to do is we're going to take calls because I can do that. I have an ability to be have my mind, my consciousness be in you and in the other people that needed healing, and simultaneously do readings for other people. It's amazing, huh? I can divide myself into five or six people.
That's great.
Yeah.
All right.
Glad and, to hear and you have no more pain in your foot.
Yes, thank
that's
you.
That's starting
thank you.
To go away. You're welcome.
Yes, thank you so much.
Yeah.
And the people that were in the chat room, they're also on the phone line, so we're going to go to them and see
great.
How they are doing. And how best do people contact you privately for sessions?
Well, they can go. It's really easy. I've made it so simple, and I have a beautiful website that's called sonicnova.net. And I have a chat where you could type chat with me and introduce yourself and tell me what your issues are. And we could type, and it's me, by the way. I don't have somebody else pretending to be me type chatting with you. I'm really dyslexic, so you'll find out pretty quickly when I misspell words and stuff like that. But that's how you know it's me. And people can come and type chat their questions, or they can schedule appointments. I have a really easy way to do that on the website. There's a place where you actually can go into the services area, and you go to the readings and phone or Skype, and you go to schedule an appointment, and it gives you the steps by steps on how to schedule an appointment with me. And I have all kinds of services because I do all kinds of things. So go check out the website, and at the very bottom in the center of the page, it says message us. So I'm going to turn on the chat. I have been offline because I'm here on the show, but I'll turn it on so you guys can come later. And when you go to my website, at the bottom, it's a purple little bottom thing that says chat with us. We are online, and that's me, by the way, that you're going to be talking to. So we'll type chat first, and then we'll decide what you need, and we'll move forward then to appointments and scheduling with them with me. So sonicnova.net, it's pretty easy. And then I do have people that call me, so, you know, that are urgently needing to talk to me first. So you can do that. Sometimes I'm busy. I'm usually very busy doing sessions with people. So if I don't answer the phone, the best way to talk to me is through a type chat. And if I'm not there to answer the type chat, please put in your name, your first name, and your email so I can get back to you and type chat with you some other time and send you an email so that we can be in touch with each other. So that's how people can get a hold of me. Pretty easy.
All right,
SonicNova.net.
All right. You made it very easy. And to make it even easier, we have the link here on the show page, folks. Just go on over here where the bio is. It has the phone number, and it has the link. You can click on it, automatically will take you over there. You won't lose the show or the archive that you're listening to. So check out Sonic's website. It is great, very updated, very advanced. I love it. And again, the phone number to contact Sonic for private sessions is 702-448-6051. And Sonic is my special guest every Thursday here at noon Central Time and 1 a.m. Eastern Time and 10 a.m. Eastern, Pacific Time.
Pacific.
You're right, 10 a.m. Pacific Time here. And so there you go. And full one-hour shows for the rest of the year. So this is really going to be fantastic. And, you know, okay, let's go to the calls then. And thank you again, Sonic, for your help.
You're
on
welcome.
Me and the others. I very much appreciate it.
Sure.
Okay,
sure.
Let's go to one of the callers, I believe. This is Sophia. Are you there? Sophia from the chat room, are you there? Okay, it seems like she. Let's go to Eileen, who's also in the chat room. Are you there?
Okay. Yes, I'm here, Michael. Hi.
Okay,
Sonic.
Here's Eileen.
Hi, Eileen.
Okay. Hi. You were talking about my pulse. I've been on these stupid blood pressure medicines, and they don't work in my nature. I got off of sugar in 1972, but I eat fruit, and I'm a vegan, and I eat no processed foods. I make everything myself.
Great.
So I'm a raw fooder, pretty much. I had lentil soup,
awesome.
Red lentil soup with onions and carrots and a little bit ago, and sometimes, and I I drink peppermint tea, and I have my fruit in the morning. And everything is really good. I'm 65 years old next month. Everything's been really healthy in my life. Thanks. So I understand about that sugar thing. I had candida years ago, and I healed that whole thing.
Sure.
And I do yoga, and I'm artistic. But what's going on with my body? Why does my pulse all of a sudden feel like it's going through the roof? And I'm on very small medicine.
I guess I tuned in properly, right? Because
I don't have a smart meter on my house, number one.
Okay.
I never had that on.
Great.
And I have
how
a cell
about
phone
your next door neighbors? Do they have wireless?
Well, I live in a village. What can I say?
Exactly.
And I do have a Wi-Fi adapter in my living room, and I do get on my iPad, and I use that. But I've had that around my life for the past 30 years, 20 years or whatever, and this thing just started hitting me in October.
Okay, so this is let me explain to you what happens, okay, because I was like you, okay, where it didn't affect me at all, and I was living in Mount Shasta. I don't live there anymore, and they had 6 cell phone towers that were crossing each other that were, and we don't need that many because there's only, maybe 6,000 to 10,000 people, now in Mount Shasta where I used to live, and they're triangulating each other, and every time I go into Mount Shasta, I feel the pressure in my head, okay? Our neighbors that were right next door to us, they actually also had wireless. The neighbors right across from us had wire. Everybody had wireless, and we had to mitigate the wireless coming into our house because you've now become sensitive to wireless is what's going on. And that's literally what I see with you, is that it doesn't really have to do with your diet. It has to do more with now you're becoming hypersensitive, because you got to understand that this stuff hits us. Our hearts are supposed to go at 100 beats, 99, 98, 97 per minute, right? The cell phone towers, your iPad, wireless devices in the house, the wireless device that actually opens up the wireless in your house is going at 1,000,000 beats per minute. So eventually the heart starts to feel the pressure and starts to feel the overwhelming amount of tension that is created. And it's definitely an invisible killer, unfortunately. And it does hurt us. Some of us have a really great constitution like you, and then eventually it does hit you. Eventually it does get to you. So immediately when I tuned into you, it wasn't dietary. It was more what I call environmental, because we can't see it.
And it wasn't genetic either, right?
And it's not genetic. No, it's actually the radio frequencies that are now affecting you. So now, unfortunately, if you come to my chat in my website when we're done with the show, I will give you the link on my chat, on my website, for the shungite company that's in Russia, where you can actually buy the shungite, and you can buy some thin, it's a black kind of material, okay, that's made out of stone that will stop the EMF radiation. And, I tell people, you can buy a whole, room. You would put it in the rooms. You would actually tile the rooms with it, and that'll prevent and it's actually cheaper than buying the other remedies that they have. Now, I will give you a bunch of remedies. What I'll do is, put your email address there, and I will send you an email of the document that I put together for EMF prevention, okay?
Okay.
To prevent it and to remedy it. There is also a diode that a company has that you can put on your
phone
where the electricity comes into your. You have one.
Do you know EMF Blues is a website?
Yes.
Pollution Solutions.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes,
I have
solution.
A phone. I have a crystal on the back of my cell phone, and I have another crystal sitting here, and I need to get the one for my iPad. But I have landlines. I have landlines. I'm talking to you on a landline right now in my house.
Great.
And
the
in my bedroom.
Do you have a phone that you're walking around with that is, not a wireless phone.
I have a portable.
I don't know.
I do.
A portable.
In one room.
I'm telling you, generating. It's horrible. It generates as much of that pulse like a cell phone tower would inside your house.
So maybe I'll put the crystal on that one.
You need to put the crystal on that one, and hopefully that'll work. I've gotten rid of those type of phones in my house because I have my partner, my life partner that has a sensitivity to EMF.
Okay.
So test it out. You know, put the crystal on it. And if you're still having the heart palpitations and all of a sudden your heart just goes boom, 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 and you feel like pressure and, you know, almost like you get into a panic mode attack, that is the EMF that the wireless, I'm telling you, I see it. That's
all right,
what's
I'm gonna
producing
take,
it.
And I have one in my bedroom next to my bed. I'll take that out of the bedroom also because I don't
totally.
Have anything there. I don't have anything there. So that's good,
good.
To know. So
get
you see
rid
me
of
getting
it
off of these. You see me getting off of these blood pressure medicines?
I do. Okay. If you actually start, and we'll chat on my chat room.
Okay,
I do
up.
Have a supplement. A supplement company that I have several supplement companies, the top line companies on the planet, seriously. And Lou Corona's company, which is Purodyne, he does enzymes and he does probiotics. And I'm telling you, if we start getting you on those enzymes and the probiotics, your heart rate's going to go down. You're not going to need the blood pressure medication anymore. And of course, you know, cinnamon is a really good thing. It actually helps the heart, lower the heart. Right, and all the items that I have on my website are natural, you know, natural items. And you're a vegan, you'll love Lou Corona. I mean, this guy is your age, and he's doing handstands, not upside down with his head, where he just puts his hands up, and he just stands up on his arms. I mean, it's insane. You know, the man is super healthy, and he talks about the foundation of the enzyme cleaning out all the toxins in our body and the probiotics. And that's basically his products. And also amino acids. The amino acids that he has are what's going to heal your heart, and you're going to get rid of all your blood pressure medication because you don't need that.
I know.
You really
not, it's not in my soul. It's not, it's like, what the hell am
it
I
isn't.
Doing here?
It isn't. You know, like I tell people, all drugs that the pharmaceutical companies make are synthetic. Now,
I agree.
It's kind of like you're putting plastic in your body and you're wanting your body to process it.
Well,
impossible.
Let me tell you something. I'd put these things in my mouth and then my heart would go crazy. I'd tell the doctor, he says, okay, cut it in half. I cut it in half again. I'm like on
and
a quarter.
And it's still doing the same thing.
And I did a quarter in the morning and then I eat lunch and then my heart goes crazy. And I'm going, why is my heart going crazy?
I it's just the medication.
Food.
I'm telling you, it's the medication. Since you
I put
cut
it in at
down,
8 o'clock this morning. I'm on the lowest dose possible.
Don't take it anymore and start doing the Purodyne products, and you'll see your life shift. In the next 3 to 4 weeks, your heart is going to completely be normal again, and get rid of the EMF in your house, too. Get rid of
I'll
the
I'll get rid of the EMF.
The
okay. But how do you spell Purodyne?
I'll share that with you when you go on in my chat room on my website. When I'm done with the show, please come there, and I'll type
all
out, and I'll give you the links to everything so you can check it out, because I'm telling you, this is what you need to do for your body, and you'll be like Lou. You know, you'll be 65, but people will think that you're 40 or 30.
Well, I do now already, but I'm ready because I'm tired of being sad with this issue.
Yeah, you don't need to do that anymore. Seriously, and since you're at the very, very lowest dose, you can just take yourself off of that and instead, you know, do the Livezymes, do the Purodyne products that I'm talking about, which are going to be a quarter of what you pay anyways to the doctor.
Okay,
and
yeah.
And it'll save your life and it'll make your body healthy. So that's one of the things. And I'm seeing, you know, people already chatting with me there.
Well, I'm out of here, but I don't see where I'm supposed to go. Message us. Okay, so I just messaged you. We'll update you here.
I should actually. Here we
I
go.
Know how
so
to...
I'm here already, and two in
yeah,
my
but
queue.
Where are you? But where are you on the message here?
Eileen, I'm right here. Hi,
my
name's
Eileen. Like Eileen.
Eileen, I'm sorry. Eileen.
Thank you.
Sorry.
Is that you here?
Yeah.
Are you typing?
I'm chatting back to you.
Okay, gotcha.
Kay.
All right, we're good. Thank you so much. All right, I'll let you get on with the next caller, but I really appreciate it. I'm going to go and disconnect that phone right now in my bedroom.
Please do. And the one in the kitchen as well.
I'll
and you'll feel much better.
Okay. All right. God bless you. Thanks.
God
I'll
bless
be in touch.
Too.
Okay. Bye.
All right. Bye.
All right. Thank you.
Bye.
All right.
All right.
Thanks, Michael.
You're very welcome. Take care.
I will.
Okay. Much love to you. And let's go to our next caller, 860. With 14 minutes remaining, welcome. Can we get your first name, where you're calling from?
Hello, hi. My name is Raj. I'm calling from Connecticut.
Hi, Vagam. How are you?
Yes, good. How are things going on?
Things are going on good. How's going on for you?
not so good.
Tell me, what's going on?
You know what? The reason I'm calling you, I'm having some kind of a very strange symptom. My head is, you can say not like a kind of pain. My neck is kind of pain, but what I'm feeling, a kind of compression in my head. Like my brain.
Okay, like a pressure in your head? Like your brain almost wants to explode out of your head kind of
no,
pressure?
No, not explode.
Okay.
Compression. Like it's squeezing.
Oh, compression.
It's,
the opposite.
I'm feeling, yeah, I'm feeling
okay.
Like whenever I wake up in the morning, I feel, you know, I'm losing my cognitive abilities, you know. Something like that. I'm feeling that it's compression. I'm not able to properly think, properly open my eyes, and then to look around. You know, I don't know what's going on. All the time there's a pull, continuous pull in my neck and upward.
Okay.
So what do you think is going on in my back?
Okay, so let me tune in to you, and I can I'm not supposed to diagnose you, but I am a medical intuitive, so the hell with the medical AMA, because they're quacks. All right, so let me tune in and see what's going on. So the medulla oblongata, okay, which is the lower part of your neck, that's the first part of the brain that we have in our body, and I'm seeing that it's very inflamed, okay, that there's inflammation there. And then the front part of your head, like the brain itself, you're having, I also see that there's a lot of, aluminum in your brain, okay, inside your brain. And we all have that, by the way, because they are at geoengineering spraying us with metallic substances all over the world, and we're breathing it in, okay? And there's no escaping it because they do it all over the world, these insano murderers. Sorry, I just have to call them that. And I'm not going to be sorry about that. And that's what's going on with you, and that's why you're having memory loss. That's why you're having cognitive issues. So one of the very simple things, I'm going to give you a very simple remedy, okay, because I am sort of Ayurvedic in that way and I'm natural in that way. You want to get what is called Celtic sea salt, okay? It's a gray salt that comes from France. Okay, you can get it on Amazon. You can buy it anywhere. It's about $4 a pound, okay? You also want to get yourself a mortar and pestle, a thing to grind it up in, okay? And you want to take a quarter of a teaspoon, okay, to half a teaspoon of it. You want to put it in a cup of warm water. And, you know, you have a neti pot. Do you use a neti pot at all?
No, I don't use neti pot. Yeah, I know what neti pot is. But
you know what a neti pot is, okay?
Yes,
either
I know what
that or get yourself a syringe, okay? A syringe that actually causes your that can go in the nose. They have them on Amazon. They're called nose washes, okay? And what you do is you mix the salt. The salt, okay, the Celtic sea salt actually attaches when you put it up your nose and you let it run through the other side. It's going into the brain membrane, okay, the actual brain membrane that is in the sinus area, and it's actually pulling out and attracting all the aluminum that's in your brain. It's going to attach it and bring it out of your head. And I tell people that have Alzheimer type of symptoms, it's because of all the aluminum that we are actually consuming through the air, breathing in through the air. Okay, so that's one of the things that's going on with you. The other thing that's going on with you, again, you know, I need to ask you, if you have a phone next to your bed, do you sleep with your cell phone turned on?
No.
Do you have wireless devices? Do you have a portable phone in your house?
Yeah, we have a phone, but we turn it off in the nighttime. Like the power.
Do you remove, you unplug it at night, the portable phone?
Yeah.
Okay. And do you live near cell phone towers? That's the other thing that I need to ask you. And, you know, you need to find out where the closest cell phone towers are. If your neighbors have wireless,
uh-huh.
You know, and If they have wireless, that's going to affect you, by the way. Unfortunately, we live in these times where we want our technology, but the technology is killing us. Okay,
mm-hmm.
And that's part of what's causing your brain. And do you also, you know, depending where you live in Connecticut, like in the Bay Area in California, they have these smart, what they call smart, and smart. They call them like the smartphones. They're dumb. Okay, in the house they put an electric meter that's a smart meter. Those kill people. Literally kill people. They're very, very toxic. Okay, so if you don't have them, if you have a neighbor that's right next to you and you only have 10 feet in between your house and his, it's going to affect you guys.
But
and you do have to remedy.
Yeah, my question is, Sophia, the reason is all the members of the family, but they're not affected by the cell phone and these things. But why am I only? Why am I the only one who is?
Because you're like the canary in the mine. Okay, you're like the canary that's in the mine where the mine is, you know, where the miners are getting very sick. There's somebody that gets very sick before everybody else. You're like that because you have a hypersensitivity to it, whereas your other family members don't, okay? We all have degrees of being able to handle the EMF radiation, and some of us, because we've been pounded with it for so long, have an oversensitivity, and you have an oversensitivity to it.
Uh-huh.
That's why your other family members don't have that. Eventually they will, though. Eventually it will get to them like it gets to all of us, okay? And eventually their brains will feel. So literally what's happening is instead of your brain getting, you know, squeezed in, your brain is actually, instead of contracting, I know it feels like a contraction, but instead it's doing the opposite. It's getting so inflamed that it's trying to push out of the cranium. And that's what causes the pain, and it causes the cognitive dissonance and all the symptoms that you're having. You know, a good part of them have to do with this issue of the EMF radiation and the chemtrails, okay? The geoengineering spraying that they're doing, okay, and you can check that online. You can go on and look for geoengineering spraying because they're doing it globally, okay? And that, they're putting aluminum, barium, strontium, and they're also putting genetic material to make us sick. So the combination of those two is what's happening with your head. And what we need to do is, you know, in Indian food, they use a lot of turmeric, okay? Turmeric is amazing for bringing inflammation down. So I would suggest, it's called curcumin. If you buy it, the curcumin, if you buy it in a higher dose, okay, if you get it in a much higher dose than the turmeric that you buy at that store, the powder, you need to take that, and you need to take 500 milligram capsules of turmeric, okay, and you need to take them first thing in the morning, and then before you go to bed at night. You need to take them twice a day. And that will start to bring the inflammation in your head, in your brain down, as well as getting rid of the EMF stuff and protecting yourself.
Yeah, are you sure this is inflammation? Because what I feel in my head is like emptiness, you know. I'm not feeling like a very stretched out something. I'm feeling that, you know, something is coming, is being taken out from the head. Like, you know,
uh-huh.
I'm draining some kind of energy, and you know, things is draining out of my head, and I'm feeling compressed, and I'm feeling empty, hollow there.
In the
you
head,
know what I mean?
You feel a hollow feeling?
Yes, hollow feeling, you know, all the time, hollow feeling. There's not much energy there, not much, you know, brain power there. So
right.
Pull in the neck and all the time. So what is this? Is it because of that? Do you feel hollowness?
The hollowness is because of that. That's how you're experiencing. Other people experience it as pressure.
Uh-huh.
Okay? Different people experience it in different ways. And what I would definitely suggest, if you choose, is to maybe, you know, I can't do all this here on the radio show, is for you to come to my website, set up a 15-minute appointment with me where I can actually really focus on you, because I'm focusing on Mike and a couple other people that I'm doing healing sessions on at the same time.
Right.
And then I can really focus on you. You know, I'm only $2 a minute, you guys. I'm cheap compared to most medical intuitives and psychics that are out there. They're charging $5 a minute. you know, to $10 a minute. I'm only $2 a minute. 15 minute session is $35. That's cheap. And then we can find out exactly what's going on. I can totally focus on you, and we can figure out what the issues are, and I'll give you the remedy for it so that it can stop. That's the most important thing, okay?
So, let me ask you another thing. Do you also feel that pulling sensation in the night when I wake up? You know, I sleep, sometimes I have disturbed sleep, I know, but when I sleep and wake up, and even though I have a restful sleep, and soon after, in 15, 20 minutes, I feel exhausted, and my, you know, I feel that, you know, as if, you know, there's no energy left in the brain. You know what I mean?
Instead of
feeling alertness and freshness.
You feel exhausted, right? You wake up
exactly,
tired.
Pretty quickly, 10, 15 minutes in, all the energy is gone.
Yes.
So
I know exactly what's
because of that.
Yes, it is. It causes lack of sleep.
Do you also feel the pulling sensation in the head because of that?
What's that?
Pulling sensation, like something is pulling you out of the head?
Yes, that's the pressure that it's causing. Like I said, in the medulla oblongata, that's the pressure that it's causing, and it's going all the way down your neck. Okay? That is what's causing it.
That also goes down in the back and the legs also?
Yes. That's all symptomology of the cause in the that you're having, which is the EMF radiation, and also that you have a tremendous amount of metals in your brain. Okay. So two things I would recommend.
One, inflammation.
Yes, it's inflammation. Even though it feels hollow, it is inflammation. I'm like an advanced MRI machine. Okay, the machines that people go in and they have pictures taken of their bodies. I'm like that, and I see that there's inflammation in the medulla oblongata, and that the cause of it is, like I said, it's twofold. One, it's because you have too many metals in your brain. Two, it's because of the EMF radiation. Two major causes.
Wow, man, this is very. You're the first person who told me all this. Man, nobody has seen so far. But I asked a couple of people. I'm not saying like they say no. Everything is fine. They didn't see. They were saying something is wrong somewhere else in the gut and all that. But nobody told that this kind of thing. But how did this metal get here in my brain?
How did the metal get? You breathe it, like we all do.
You breathe it.
Yep. Yep, we all do, by the way.
Uh-huh.
We all breathe it.
Uh-huh.
We all actually breathe it.
So how this metal, the turmeric will help this metal come out? The turmeric will help?
No. The turmeric won't help. That's why I'm suggesting, and I do have to take other calls. I'm really sorry for you to come
to my
website.
Yeah, you said two things.
I can give you all these different things that I'm going to suggest for you to take that will get rid of the heavy metals in your brain, like Bioflam, okay?
Okay.
It's a Russian seaweed.
90
so
seconds.
We have a lot of people waiting. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, we're just
so come to come to my website.
Give the website out one more time. We got to wrap up.
Sonic Nova. So Sonic, SONICNOVA, Nova.net.
Okay, very good. Guys, we're out of time. All of Sonic's information is right here on the show page, folks. You can't miss it. So thanks, Sonic, for a marvelous show. Thank you so much.
Yay, you're welcome.
And
how's your foot?
Yes,
Mike,
a lot better.
I want to ask you.
Yeah, we're doing better. We're doing better.
Excellent.
Progress.
Have a great day, Mike.
You too, Sonic.
And have a great day, everybody. You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.
Okay, that's Sonic Nova to the show. Thanks, everybody, for being here. Many blessings and love to everybody that can hear my voice.